The French company Unibail Rodamco has agreed to buy the shopping mall giant Westfield for just under $16 billion. It's the latest move in the changing world of retail. Westfield is an Australian company that owns and operates 35 malls in the U.S. Robin Farzad is host of Full Disclosure on NPR One. He joins us now. Hi, Robin.
Jeremy, happy Hanukkah.
You too. And by the way, we hear all about shopping malls being in trouble right now. Why would this company want to buy a mall chain?
If you think about it, in the existential crisis that is the retail property market right now, you have a binary proposition. You can kind of beef up or bow out. And I look at this as Westfield, whose shares have been slumping for a while, really storied, really A-plus properties, have been kind of the envy of the industry for a long time. Big in London, gets 70% of its revenue in the United States, taking a price and selling, getting out before it gets even uglier.
Why does a company like Westfield do better right now than others, though?
They're more upstream. If you look at their stores, whether you're in Beverly Hills or the World Trade Center retail property beneath the rebuilt Twin Towers area, or, for example, in London where they're dominant, they have the Apple stores, Zara, the things that have so far been mostly immune from Amazon's onslaught. But they're also feeling the pinch. They're getting telegraphs from these tenants saying that when our leases come up for renegotiation, we're going to demand much better terms. It's really nasty and doubtful for everybody.
How does this play into the ongoing battle with Amazon, basically, and all kinds of retail outlets having trouble?
Jeremy, I still can't get my head around the fact that of all the things Amazon could have done to start the year, it took out Whole Foods. Who could have seen that coming? There were more people that had guessed that it would buy UPS and become a global logistics company. But that threw everybody in the industry for kind of a crazy curve. Now, if you're a CEO, you see a nondescript van pull up to your house on a Sunday and deliver boxes from Amazon, and you're thinking, oh my gosh, we just figured out free shipping. And these guys had shacked up and they have a brick and mortar presence. You see Walmart has some kick. You see CVS, which is endangered, wants to buy an insurance company, Aetna, and their CVS stores and Targets. So everything is up for grabs, and Amazon is one of the largest companies in the world. So it's really this deal more than anything else is indicative of what I said earlier. Either you're in it or you got to get out right now because it's going to get so nasty.
Well, and when we're talking about shopping malls, I was reading that Amazon has actually been going out and buying shopping malls and turning them into distribution centers.
You know, it's such asymmetric warfare with Jeff Bezos because he's not judged on same-store sales or some of the other vagaries that Macy's and these beleaguered likes of JCPenney and Orvis are. I mean, he just has this force field that Wall Street loves whatever he's doing. So it's so difficult to fight with him. Walmart has recently come out and has figured out its online game, but then that's just one part of the whole equation. Do you do returns in stores? Do you offer free shipping? Does anybody have something that competes with Amazon Prime? There is so much fear and loathing in this industry right now. I'm just so grateful I'm a journalist.
Just a few seconds left, Robin, but do you think we're going to be going to shopping malls in 10 years?
I'm not going to a shopping mall right now. I mean, I do all my shopping online. I go to a grocery store, but even then Kroger and Wegmans and all them are insisting that they can deliver to me. So, Olive Garden maybe takes me to the mall.
Okay. Unlimited breadsticks. Robin Farzad, host of Full Disclosure on NPR One. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.